Chapter 13. Then don't be skittish, and stand to. ... He had spoken from her conscience and understanding, and not to please her father. As a reflecting woman she believed that such a marriage would be a wise one. In great things Nicholas was closest to her nature, in little things Belston seemed immeasurably nearer than Nick, and life was made up of little things. Altogether the firmament looked black for Nicholas Long, notwithstanding her half-hour's ardor for him, when she saw him dancing with the dairyman's daughter. Most great passions, movements, and beliefs individual and national burst during their decline into a temporary irradiation, which rivals their original splendor, and then they speedily become extinct. Perhaps the dance had given the last flare-up to Christine's love. It seemed to have improvidently consumed for its immediate purpose all her ardor forwards, so that for the future there was nothing left but frigidity. Nicholas had certainly been very foolish about that license. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.